said that you won't forsake me, and you're right beside me, and that is all that matters. You'll never leave me. You said that you won't forsake me, and you're right beside me, and that is all that matters. You are the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
For generation to generation,
to generation, to generation, to generation, to generation, to generation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I be heard? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 Pastor E. Are you on? Am I on?
Yes, ma'am. I am right here. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. I am so happy to be out here today.
Hello?
I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to get started.
Yes, so I'm here with you this evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to Truth That Now Transform Lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the transformation of your life is predicated on the truth you receive for your life. Amen. We usually go to Matthew 17:1, where Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the high mountain, and he was transfigured before them. And so as they looked upon him and beheld him, they had a change. They had a transformation. So we just pray that tonight you're going to get a transformation. Amen. And also John 8:38. Hallelujah. John 8:38, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Anybody want to be free tonight? Hallelujah. So we welcome you. My name is Kathy Armstrong. Hallelujah. Prophetess Kathy Armstrong. And I am the wife of Prophet David Armstrong. And so he's in the mountains right now seeking the Lord. And he's going to have a word indeed for you on the next second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. He will return. But right now, the Lord has given me a word from him today for you. Amen. I won't be very long, but I guarantee you that the Holy Spirit through me is going to be very strong. I have one announcement before I get started. And the announcement is I want to encourage you to join us for Glory Prayer Hour every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. So we're going to have prayer and intercession at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so if you want to know more about how to get in, the number, you can go to the website. Our website is ignitefiretoday.com. Again, ignitefiretoday.com. And so in the morning, the man of God is going to take a break off of his mountain experience, and he's going to come and give some instructions, and you don't want to miss. He said it's going to be hot off the press, fresh bread from heaven. And so you do not want to miss in the morning. Amen. So if you can get on and get up and pry yourself out the bed, because we are to seek the Lord first. Amen. It's always a time to pray. God said in his word that his house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. Amen. So we're going to get started. And I just pray that that according to Mark 16:17-18, the Bible says that these signs shall follow them that believe. I declare tonight that you will get exactly what your expectation is for. If you're expecting healing, deliverance, salvation for your loved ones, salvation for yourself, it doesn't matter what it is, but as long as you use the element of expectation. If you are expecting something, you're going to get something. If you're not expecting anything, you're going to get that. Amen. So we're just so thankful and grateful to be on here tonight. I really thank you, Pastor E. And I was going to say Bishop Armstrong, but Amen. Not yet. But amen, it's coming. So I just want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to be able to release what God has placed on the inside of me. You know, this is the time of the woman this month. Amen. Hallelujah. So the women of God have a word to release. The women of God is coming together, and we are coming together strong. Amen. And I declare it even in the atmosphere right now, because God has given us the authority of the earth to speak those things that are not yet so, but it is so. Amen. So I have the word of the Lord right before I begin to minister what God has given me tonight. But he has given me a word to release to you. Amen. And you can go back and listen to the replay. If you want to write it down, go ahead and get your pen and pad, and we're going to move forward. Amen. So the word of the Lord for today, the Lord said, now is the age for a kingdom of sons to arise. There is a remnant of the new creation in Christ Jesus. They know who they are and whose they are. Their operations are different from the common Christian. This remnant of sons are lovers of God, true worshipers, givers, and receivers. They are bold, wise, and they are advancing forward. Say advancing forward. They're washing their garments, trimming their lamps of oil, rapture ready, pure and holy. Their speech is full of glory and honor and hope, and they are ready to run like troops that are in sync one with another, sounding the alarm. The bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. For the bride is dressed in white and purified for the time of her arising, diffusing the enemy's plan of advancing his plan. She has strategy. She has her oil from the pain and the suffering, being squeezed from within, receiving the fresh oil. And this is the word of the Lord for this time. We are in September. Amen. And September is a significant month on God's calendar. And the significance of this month on God's calendar, first of all, it's the ninth month. And the ninth month is the month where birthing takes place. Women give birth at the ninth month. And so on God's calendar, which is September, is now we have entered into a new year. Say entered into a new year. We have exited the old year, and we're entering into the new year. And on God's calendar, his calendar is 5784. So right now we are to position ourselves in this time. We are in a new age. And this age, first I want to say, in the Old Testament, there was an age of the promise. Say the age of the promise. And now in the New Testament, when we're in actually the time of fulfillment, say the time of fulfillment. What was fulfilled? What was fulfilled is when Jesus died on that cross and he rose again on the third day and he arisen, and now he is seated in heavenly places. And guess what? We are seated with him. This is the time of fulfillment. Amen. So even, you know, when we are praying and even when we're spending time with God, it's not that we're asking anything for God to do anything, because guess what? It's fulfilled. It's already done. It's already worked out. God has already done everything that he's going to do. God had a plan even before the foundations of the world. God had the plan. Amen. He already knew that Adam and Eve was going to mess up. He already knew that. And because he knew that, he had a plan. He is the God that thinks ahead. Amen. He's already created the whole scenario of your life. If whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, he already knew it. He already knew you before you was in your mother's womb. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I'm just so grateful tonight that we're able to come and minister life, Zoe, to you tonight. Amen. And, you know, when we talk about the ages, and that we're in the ages, that means every age is 1,000 years. Every 1,000 years is called an age. And we can see that in 2 Peter 3 and 8, where it's talking about how one day is as 1,000 years. Amen? So we have hit another 1,000 years. So we are moving into another era. And part of that era, it overlaps in where Jesus was ministering the kingdom, say the kingdom. So we're now in the kingdom age, not so necessary of the church age, because we are the church, and we're always going to be around. You can't get rid of us, world. We're going to always stay, and we're always going to remain. Amen. And so we are operating and called to operate the kingdom of God. And so we are in the portion of that time of fulfillment. Amen. So it started with Jesus, and we are the continuation of that era. Amen. So of the operations in the kingdom way. And so kingdom means basileus. That is the word for kingdom, which means the reign, the rule, and the realm of God. Amen. And so just a real quick breakdown, the reign of God is found in 2 Timothy 2:12, Revelation 5, 9, and 10. And so if we endure, it says, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. So we are to reign with Christ, and we are reigning with him, and we are in agreement with him. If you're not, then you're not with him, and you're denying him. So we have the reign of God. Then we have the rule of God by the Godhead. He is the Godhead, the kingdom. And did you know we are part of the Godhead too? We're Godhead in new creation. Amen. So the kingdom is ruled by God and Christ, and we are in Christ. So we are ruling too. Amen. We can see some of that in Daniel 7, 13, and 14. And the realm where God reigns as king, or the fulfillment on earth of God's will, which is his word, and his word is his will. So we are fulfilling the word of God. Amen. So we're God reigns supreme, and Jesus Christ as king, and we're kings too. And God's authority is recognized, and his will is obeyed. And we see these things, some of these things in Zechariah 14:9 and 1 Chronicles 9:11. So listen, we are in the realm already. We don't have to come into the realm. Reason why we're in that realm already is because we are born-again believers. Amen? If you're a born-again believer that lives according to the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:16, then you're already in the realm. Amen? So working out the living in the kingdom, the fulfillment of this age is that we are kingdom people. We are kingdom-minded. Not church-minded, because church, we just operated in the four walls, and that is our responsibility to serve one another and serve in the church house. But God is calling for a kingdom people, people that we can rule, we can take over anywhere we set our feet, anywhere we go. You look at Joseph, he actually prospered everywhere he went. And so this is our assignment. This is what is supposed to be for the born-again believer. Amen. So I didn't mean to go there, but amen, I already knew that was going to happen. So anyway, Jesus was the first introduction of to the kingdom. His message, according to Matthew 4:3, was a message of preaching, teaching, and healing, and proclaiming the good news that God has set up for us, how we're to operate in him. Amen. So Jesus did not come preaching himself, but he came to preach the kingdom, according to Mark 1:15. Amen. So there was a time when he was doing all these miracles and all these things that he was walking in, because he was kingdom. He was preaching the kingdom, so the kingdom had to manifest, because that's what he was releasing. Amen. And so Nicodemus was one of the rulers in that day, and he pulled Jesus by night to the side, and he said, how, you know, no one can do these things unless God be with them. And so he began to explain to Nicodemus, you're the ruler, you should know this stuff. And so a lot of times we are walking around oblivious of the fact that we should know the things that Jesus have patterned, we're to pattern ourselves after. We should have more paid more attention to what, how God has walked in the earth, so we can also walk as well. Amen. And so, and then we look at Luke 17:20, he was telling Nicodemus, look, it's not with outward observation the kingdom. The kingdom is in us. God made a promise in the Old Testament that there would come a day where we wouldn't have to go worship anywhere. We wouldn't have to, we would know who we're worshiping. Also that the word, we didn't have to take anyone's word, but the Holy Spirit was going to be on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. So he was telling Nicodemus, now the kingdom is in you. You don't have to go to a man to be able to learn, even though God is using and utilizing men and women of God to be able to bring you confirmation to what you should have already been in your prayer closet and your word in the secret place to get from God. It's too many of us looking to man for the answers when we need to go ahead and tap into the well on the inside of us and to begin to draw it out, the answers. Everybody knows the answers, but they're not paying attention. You know, the Lord told me one day, I was dreaming, and the Lord said, you're not paying attention. And I really probably didn't really understand what he was saying, but I kind of get it now, that we need to really, really pay attention. Amen. So the thing tonight, I don't know if I had said it, I think I went ahead of my own self, is that there is a climate change, and I'm not talking about weather. Amen. We have to embrace the climate of our lives, because there is a change that needs to take place in the world system. There needs to be a change. But first, we have to reconcile ourselves to God. We have to be able to tap in and become one with the Father, one with the Son, and one with the Holy Spirit, so that therefore we can cooperate with him, and then actually we can actually change the climate on the outside. There needs to be a climate change. There is vast darkness in the earth upon the people, and God wants to use you and I in the midst of the storms of life, and to be able to be like Jesus and stand in the boat and stand up and say, storm, be still. And so you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. you have to know that God has given you the kingdom on the inside of you. And we have to activate that kingdom. It's not just going to happen by happenstance, but there are some things that you and I have a responsibility to do. Amen? And I really am off of my notes. Hallelujah. So just give me a second. So anyway, so I just want to say that it is time for change, the climate change. It is the appointed time, the time to come into alignment. Amen? We have to come into alignment. We're out of alignment as the body of Christ. We are out of alignment. We're the only creation in the world that's out of alignment. The birds are birds. The trees are trees. And everything is supposed to be in alignment, and they are being who they are. We're the only one trying to change who God really actually made us to be. He made us male and female, and we are to procreate in making more of us in the world. But we seem to be off. And once in the ecosystem, when one thing is off, everything else is pretty much off. So we need to come into alignment with God's way and God's will. Amen? So time for the sons to arise. Say, it's time for the sons to arise. Secondly, it's time for the body of Christ to come into unity, and their divine identity in Christ. And thirdly, it's time for the new creation remnant to arise and come forth. Amen? So I'm going to start going to Romans chapter 8, verse 18, about us being the sons. The sons are one with the nature and the character of God. We're supposed to be operating like our Father. Amen? That's what Jesus came and he did, and he was the firstborn among many of us. The Bible says, for the earnest expectation of the creation or the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. We are, ladies and gentlemen, the sons of the living God, those with the nature and character of God. Those who are mature, come on, say mature. God wants a mature body right now. God said that he is coming for his bride, and he's coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle. Amen? So God wants to manifest us as sons because we are in his image and likeness. Like I said, the we are, the God, the perfect. Body. We're the perfect sons, meaning that we're mature. God wants us to be a mature people. Amen? Now turn your Bible to Romans 12, 4 and 5, the body of Christ. We have to rise up as the body. Give me one second. Hallelujah. We have to rise up as the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Romans 12, 4 and 5. For as we have many members in the body and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ and every member one of another. I'm going to even go to 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the appropriation of our faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or our teaching on teaching. On our exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. And he that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. and let love be without this mutilation. Abhorring that which is evil and cleave to which is good. Now, stop right there. So what I'm saying is the body has to come up to the task to utilizing those things that God has placed on the inside of you and I. We have to come together. And he says, if you prophesy, prophesy. If you teach, go ahead and teach. If you do this or that, everybody has a piece of the puzzle. And so this is the time that we need to focus in on coming together, unifying as one in the faith, that we may be able, Lord God, hallelujah, to win the loss at any cost. Amen. This is the time that we are to come together and operate in the gifts that God has given us. Because these gifts that God has given and put on the inside of you, it was meant, the purpose was meant to build the kingdom of God. And you don't have to do it on your own. A lot of us try to work all these things out. What am I supposed to do? What am I called to? And we're spending all our lifetime trying to figure this stuff out when God has already placed it on the inside of you naturally. There are some natural things that you can do, natural things that you do. But this is the part. This is the part that you're to add to your gifting, the grace of God. God's grace is the empowering and the favor, the unmerited favor of God. This is the divine influence upon the heart. So grace has many faces, but the grace is what's going to help, aid, and assist you, along with the Holy Spirit, is going to help you go and do what God has called you to do. You know what God's plan is? God's plan for the body is to overtake the world. God showed me as a little girl, I remember I was 7 years old. I was standing on my mother's porch, and I happened to look up, and I said, oh, it was like a thought came to me. I said, oh, that's what you wanted, Lord. He wants us to go into all the world, the educational system, the political system. He wants us to go into the entertainment system. Whatever you can do in your sphere, remember we're talking about realm, and you're to go in there and reign. You're to go in there and rule. We're going in. We're to go in there and take over. But you got to know who you are in him. Which brings me to the next, the new creation in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 all the way to 21. And it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, the word I want you to underline is behold, because beholding is looking at intently. Remember I was saying we got to pay attention. We got to pay attention. Remember I said in the beginning, the transformation of your life would be predicated on us looking upon Jesus, which represents the word. We got to continue to look at the word. Amen. So all things are of God and are who are reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. If you have asked what are you called here to do on the earth, you're here to reconcile. You're called to reconcile, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses on them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Listen, just as Jesus is, so are we in this world. We are to go in his footsteps. See, we're not just common man. We have been transformed into a new and living way of life. God wants us to behold the new image. Amen. When we became born again, we became a new image. We're becoming what we already are. So we are a new creation in him, a people that no longer operates according to the world's way. We can see that in Romans 12:2. He says, to be ye transformed. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as you renew your mind, you're renewing, hallelujah, who God has made you to be for the kingdom. So he wants us to be shifted, be changed. Like I said, the climate is changing. The climate is to change in your heart, your mind, your will, emotions, and your attitude. We have to change because we can't keep going like this. We cannot walk in God's authority, the kingdom authority. How we know that the kingdom has come, that the manifestation that happened. We're to be demonstrators and participators. We're not to be sitting on the sidelines just watching everything go down. God has given us authority.
It was
going to
go. It was going to go.
Say that again, sir. In other words, the climate is in our lives are changing. We are to change the climate from within first, and then we're to change the climate out there. Amen? So we are now to operate and cooperate with the new. So we are to be wise in our steps in these last and evil days. We're to walk circumspectly. There's vast darkness upon the people, and it is our responsibility. Say, it's my responsibility. It's my responsibility to display the new me, the new us to the world. It is time for the bride to arrive. Are you the bride? It's time to operate in the kingdom. Amen. Not tomorrow, not next week, not anytime in next year, but now. Amen. We're to operate in it now. Turn your Bible to Matthew 25 right now, 1 through 13. Hallelujah. I hope I'm on in time frame that I'm supposed to be. Hallelujah. But I know you need this. It's just a wake-up message. We got to wake up. Amen? We've been asleep too long, Sleeping Beauty. It's time to get up and say something. It's time to get up and stand up and be the child of God that God has called you to be, the body of Christ that he called you to be, the sons of God that he's called you to be. The Bible says, and I'm going to give this example of how we're to be operating in this kingdom age. So these days of the lukewarm Christian is over with. It's time to be on fire, y'all. It's time to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. And so I'm going to read this scripture, Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Verse 3, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, say midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us. And you, but you go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. I'm sure they were being sarcastic. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Oh, my God, I don't want to hear that. Do you want to hear that? Watch therefore, ye know neither the day nor the hour wherewith the Son of Man cometh. 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Amen. I think I went a little bit over, but it's in the same vein. These virgins, there were five wise and there were five foolish. And so the five wise had always had fresh oil in their lamps. The foolish had none because they weren't anticipating on the bridegroom coming. Even like we are today. Oh, Jesus ain't coming. They've been saying that for years. But let me tell you, sister and brother, Jesus is coming again, and he's coming real soon. So it's time for us to get our house in order. It is time for us to come in alignment with God's way of doing things and acting. It is time not for us anymore to compromise. It is, we got to be straight up and straight up with those who come against the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can no longer sit back and say nothing, but we have to stand up and speak what God has said. Only speak what he has said. It is time to be the light and not just see the light. Amen? We've been in church long enough entertaining one another, light on light, but light was meant to be placed in the dark place. Light was meant to go into darkness. And when light comes into darkness, darkness disappears. It dissipates. It doesn't exist. So we have to show up with our light. So we have to be beholding the light long enough. And it is time to get our own oil to light our lamp. One thing I can tell you, that the preacher can't do it for you. I can't do it for you. You have to get it for yourself. You have to have your own relationship. And then, you know what? I got really scared the other day. I had a dream, and it was one of those rapture dreams. And all of a sudden, the rapture took place. And it was a whole bunch of people left, and I was one of them, but that ain't the truth. But God was sharing something with me. We think that we're okay. That's why God tells us in the scriptures to examine ourselves to see if whether we're in faith. And he also said that he will come and see if he can find faith in the earth. So the relationship is more than just us coming to the altar and actually saying a few words. It's deeper than that. Salvation is progressive. We need salvation in all kinds of areas in our lives. And so we need to get to it. We need to get to our own relationship with God, going into our prayer closet and spending that quality time with the Father. Now, I'm not talking about quantity of time, although you should be longer than 10 minutes. But God wants us to spend that quality time with him. And one thing I want to let you know, what I noticed with the body of Christ has been we've been very, guilty of, is being so busy working for God. Instead, we need to work with him. And so I have an example real quick of what it looks like working with God and keeping your oil fresh. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verse 38 all the way to 42. So real quick. Now, it came to pass, don't leave me, y'all, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha, sound familiar, received him in her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Remember, Mary, which also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. 40. But Martha was cumbered, busy, about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she may help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. She chose the good part. She chose the part of sitting at Jesus' feet and gleaning from him. A lot of times we are so zealous to go do the things of God just because the word actually said for us to do it. But have you took the time to sit at Jesus' feet and actually be quiet before him and actually listen for that still small voice and get the direction that God is pointing you into? But a lot of times we're so busy that we don't have the time to hear and the time to reflect on the things that God has said. So we can function properly in God's kingdom. Remember, we are to be kingdom-minded. Amen, and how we are to always have our lamps, our oil fresh, so we can operate in this hour. And so we're going to need our lights to shine brightly as a beacon of light for the people out there. They need salvation. They need healing. They need deliverance. So how we know that the kingdom has manifested is when the things begin to happen, these salvations, these healings, the deliverance, and everything start manifesting. That's when you know the kingdom has come. But we have to have that fresh oil. And the way we're going to have the fresh oil, if we do as Mary have done and not what Martha has done, because Mary sat at Jesus' feet and she gleaned and got encouraged. She gleaned and got his word. She gleaned and got the instruction. She gleaned and did it his way, so she can do it his way. But Martha, she was so busy trying to perform. And that's, we have a performance-based gospel out there. People feel that they need to perform to be in right standing with God, when actually it is totally not that way. We do serve God, but we don't serve God in a certain manner. There's a certain way that we have to serve our Father. And so I just wanted to just elaborate back to the lamp of the foolish and the wise. And so the lamp represents actually the word of God, according to Psalms 119:105. And so this lamp, he said, the lamp is a light unto our feet and a lamp. Oh, Jesus, I know the scripture. Lord Jesus, let me just go here. I do know it. I'm trying not to rush, but I'm not trying to prolong too long, because I know you all have to get up in the morning and get on the prayer line. Hallelujah. Amen. So, but he said, the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So we have to get in that word. That is how we get our oil in our lamp. Amen. So we can be illuminated, so we can be illuminated in the darkness. And Amen. So, Pastor, do I have a little more time? I just have just actually one more point to make. Do I have time? I just want to know. So keep your oil fresh is one of the elements of keeping that oil fresh is according to Romans 8:18, where we've gone through suffering, we've gone through pain, we've gone through this crushing. So it says that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared, to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So it's in us this crushing that we go through, being crushed. Turn real quick to Leviticus 24, verse 2. I want to show you something. Leviticus 24, verse 2. Amen. So the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee the pure oil, olive, listen, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp, come on, to burn continuously. So this crushing, the things, I'm going to get personal a little bit. I know everybody's gone through some things, and even right now going through financially, going through with their health, going through with their children, going through with their spouses. They just going through, amen, in their job. But let me encourage you today. Those things are on purpose, amen. Those things, God is not doing it, but he's allowing it. He's using your adversary to promote you. He's using your adversary to bring about the fresh oil to go in your lamp. Hallelujah. So don't despise the trials and the tribulations. That's why James said, count it all joy. Now you know what's on the other side of that crushing. And so when we read Leviticus 24:2, it's talking about the olive. So what they do to get that fresh oil, they have to put the squeeze on. They have to crush it. And so that's what we've been going through. The Lord told me years ago, he said, stay on the potter's wheel, because God, he is making you into a whole other vessel, a vessel of honor, a vessel that's full of the Holy Ghost, the vessel that's anointed. So it's worth it. It's worth everything that we've been going through. And so the great apothecary, the one who is God, knows what he can allow to take place in your life to bring about the best oil and the anointing in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. So you can be a light, a beacon of light for those who are looking upon you. You're shining bright. Amen? Hallelujah. But first, we got to yield to the process. I didn't want to yield to the process because it's painful, because it hurts. There's a lot of things that's going on in our life. Right this moment is just painful. I can mention something in my own life that, you know, my brother, he just decided not to talk to me anymore. I have no idea why, and that's painful. But God is using it to build that oil to be fresh in my lamp, because Jesus, notice in back to Matthew 25, the bridegroom was coming for those who had the oil in their lamp, the fresh oil. The ones that did not have the oil, they was just laying around. They was asleep. They weren't. And you don't want to be left. I don't want to be left. Do you want to be? I want to go in the first batch. Amen. So keep your lamp lit. Keep it fresh. Amen. So I'm just going to give you four keys to gathering that oil, four keys. And I'm going to have you write down the scriptures. We're not going to go over it because I don't want to take a lot of your time, because you got to get up in the morning and get on the glory prayer hour. Amen. So first one is die to your flesh. We got to die to our flesh. The works of the flesh, did you know that's dimming your oil? That's dimming your light. is operating out of the flesh. And so that's one of the things that we can't be too busy in church, because now we're operating pretty much sometimes out of our flesh if we have not got the directive of God. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying about don't serve, but I'm saying we got to serve when God tells us to do whatever he tells us to do. Amen? So Galatians 2:20 and Galatians 5:19 and 21. And so one of the things that will get us into that mode is fasting and praying. There is a reward in our fasting and praying. Amen. Matthew 16:16-18, and also Joel 2:12. So we got to fast and pray. We should be fasting at least once or twice a week, you know, to stay in, engaged with the Lord, engaged with the Holy Spirit. We're supposed to be exercising our senses so that we can become more like Christ. Amen. So number three, the confession of our faith. Hebrews 10:23. The word confession means homologeo, means to give thanks and agreement and saying the same thing as God. We should be also sharing in his sufferings, sharing with Christ, sharing Christ to people that don't know Christ. We should be constantly and continuously doing this so we can grow in our faith. We should be feeding the poor. We should be doing all these things that God is impressing you to do and how he's to tell you to do it. If you do like Mary, sit at the feet of Jesus. Amen. So you can get your instructions. And number four, he's looking for the true worshipers, according to John 4:22-24. Amen. He said he's looking for true worshipers, those who worship him in spirit and in truth. It's a spirit-to-spirit relationship. We have to connect with God through our spirit. Amen. And I have four more things that will hinder you and make your light in your lamp dim, that where you cannot operate effectively. And one of them is, this is a big one, distractions. 1 Corinthians 7:35. Don't be distracted. I know there's so much going on in the world right now. Don't be looking at the news. That's going to distract you. Don't look at it too much. Just look at it enough so you can get just a little information on what's going on around you. But don't set your mind on that. Set your mind on the light. Set your mind on the word. Amen? And the next one is worry. The Bible teaches in Matthew 6:25, don't worry about your life. I got you. You are the king's child. You are a son of the living God. And so you have the same privileges as your father. Your father speaks a thing. He declares a thing from heaven, and guess what? We can come in agreement and declare to, and it don't even look like it's just a mere Kathy. We are supernatural beings, and so don't worry about your life. God got you. The third one, being zealous. Romans chapter 10:1-2. Don't be zealous. You know, that's what Martha was operating in. She was zealous. She felt like that she needed to have it all together. She needed to go do this. She needed to do that. She just was telling Mary, come on, help me. She ain't helping me, Lord. So she was just, and that leads to the busyness. The busyness. Don't be busy. Don't be so busy working for God, working for Jesus. Hallelujah. That you don't have time to work with him. We are co-laborers with Christ. Amen. So we have to work with him. Luke 10:40. Amen. And God encouraged us according to Matthew 6:33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We got to seek him first, seek his way of doing things, seeking him, amen? He's your great, exceeding great reward, amen? Seeking him, and when you seek him, guess what? All that other stuff going to chase you down. All that other thing that you need in your life is going to be at your fingertips, amen? So being in this state of mind, you can now operate in the kingdom way. You can't walk in spirit, and you can't see yourself as a son or a new creation if you're operating in distraction, if you're operating in worry, if you're operating in zealousness, if you're busy, if you are practicing sin, you can gain a reward from doing those things. That makes your light in your lamp dim. Amen. Ain't nobody going to be able to see you. Ain't nothing in the world going to respond to you. Amen. So we got to know our identity in Christ, having the authority in God, the realm, the rule, the reign of God as kings. Did you know you're a king in his kingdom as well? Like I said, so are we in this world. So the climate changing will be the cooperating with him. The climate is changing in you, so you can change that climate out there. Have your own relationship with him. Amen. Walk in your sonship. You're mature. Know that you're mature and you're perfect. Matthew 5:48. And this is the call on our lives. Our call is to rule and to reign in the realm of the kingdom of God. So get ready, men and women of God. Get ready for your change in the climate of your life. It is a new season, another age of fulfillment, and it is appointed time to let your light so shine before men that they will glorify your Father in heaven, according to Matthew 5:16. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your people. We thank you, Lord God, that you are moving on their hearts right now. First of all, you're moving on those who are your sons, those who know that there's a new creation in Christ Jesus, those who are part of the body, that they're utilizing their giftings, Lord God, to build your kingdom. And so we just thank you, Lord God, that they know who they are and they know whose they are. And, Lord God, that they are moving in, Lord God, their authority. They know who they are. And so, Lord God, that your children right now, your sons, your adult sons, Lord God, know who they are. They know what to do. They know where to go. They are led by the Spirit of God because your Spirit is on the inside of them. He is the hope of glory. So we thank you that you're stirring up the gift on the inside of them. We thank you, Lord God, that my children, Lord God, you said, are operating in the grace of God, the enabling power of God. Lord God, we thank you for the favor of God. We thank you, Lord God, over your daughters and sons, Lord God, that they are waking up out of their sleep and slumber. Lord God, that they are on fire for you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are moving right now and that they're anticipating, Lord God, to operate in your kingdom. So we thank you that your kingdom come and your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord God. And we pray right now in the spirit. If you have your heavenly language, I want you to pray real quick. We're almost to the close of this time together around the word as we have done like Mary. We sat at Jesus' feet right now. Hallelujah. So now you know how to go about keeping your oil fresh.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Not being busy no more without consulting you, Lord God.
Thank you.
and we repent, Lord God, if we did. We thank you, Lord God, that we are free and beholding you. We thank you, Lord God, that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We bless you and we honor you. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Now, you heard the woman of God. If you're out there and you are the prayer, you want to connect, you want to confirm, dial one right now. We have a moment for you. But I got to tell you, woman of God, that I apologize for everybody catching me on when I had my camera, my microphone on mute, because I caught something. I was taking notes, and I said, "Ooh, that'll go," and y'all heard it. I apologize. I caught a word from the Lord. You was like, "Excuse me, they heard me." And I can't even give it away. But you caught me in a moment when I got a revelation confirmation word. I said, "Ooh, that will go." And you heard me. I was like, "Oh my God!" But anyway,
amen.
Confirmation
I felt that.
Confirmation that you're speaking a confirming word that's going to drive us all into the next level. Accountability is a big thing. Responsibility is a greater thing, and finishing what we start is even greater. And those all combine in the things that we're asking God to do. And you just encouraging us to keep going forward. I got to take one of them mountain trips with the prophet when I just get away and say I shut down. I don't know. I don't even know how that is in life. But I know that that we can still be effective in all those areas. But we got to put together a men's retreat. When I take everybody up to the mountaintop, Al Hattie's private Christian resort, all men, 5,000 miles on a mountaintop. I don't know if y'all ready for this, but it's time for a real mountain retreat that we all get away, and I'm encouraged.
Yep.
But woman of God, but let me tell you this. You spoke the word of God, and you were used tonight, and I am just blessed to be here tonight. Anybody else out there, dial one, come into the queue that we can communicate with you, have something for the prophetess, have a prayer request, or you might even not know Jesus, and you got on this broadcast by the internet, by somebody sharing, you need to listen to this, dial one. We'll talk to you in the green room and introduce you to the same Jesus that everybody else should know. That is powerful and is righteous and is loving, and we've been blessed.
Amen.
Well, everybody got a word. Everybody got a word tonight. No dialing. No number one coming up. Go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God. We are in total agreement for your prayer. Your gathering. Your gathering that you have on Saturday mornings. And we just thank God that anointing is going to flow over and bless the man of God. When he pops out the closet, just say, Pastor Easton.
He told me to give y'all the prayer number, which is 602, if anybody got a pen and paper, 602-610-2061. And there's an access code, which is 109-445-pound, 7 a.m. sharp. The man of God has a word. Amen.
Oh, he's coming. Wait. He's coming down. Excuse me.
He's coming down for a moment.
Normally he has somebody fill in for him. You know, he's coming down for him. What?
Hey, that's gonna be he got to release it.
I hear you. Anyway, I love you guys. Yes, I love you. And you did a great job. And I have to say this. I thought Pastor Terry was on here. Something happened with her broadcast or her connection. But I've been getting all kind of messages from the women saying, why she ain't on Women Speak Now? I'm going to let you and Pastor Terry deal with that. But You did great. You let God use you in a mighty way. But I have five messages right now asking me that why haven't I got you to Women Speak Now? That's not my job. That's Pastor Terry's job.
She is the talent scout for Women Speak Now. But if she heard anything that you said tonight, I know she'll be in touch with you. So bless you. Pray us out of here. Make sure you share the information for in the morning's prayer. And tomorrow, if you guys aren't doing anything, there is a praise in the park at St. Andrew's Park, Western and Manchester, where there's going to be gospel music all the way from 11 until about 6 o'clock. You guys don't have anything to do tomorrow. We'll be up at about noon. We're going to open it up and let them hear the God of Overflow and how grateful we should be. Come out and join us tomorrow. Other than that, bless us, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And again, the Glory Prayer Hour number is 602-610-2061. And the access code is 109-445-POUND at 7 a.m. Be there on time. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you. We bless you for the people of God. We pray, Lord God, that the word will continuously be resonated in their spirit, Father, that they need to keep their oils afresh. The Lord God, that they need to, Lord God, continue in your word. Continue, Lord God, in their prayer closet. Continue, Lord God, do what we need to do in order to, Lord God, build the kingdom. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover them as they go to sleep tonight. You said you give your beloved rest. So we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in this time, in this hour, in this day, in the name of Jesus. Now we just close, Lord God, by saying thank you, Holy Spirit, for your assistance tonight. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Woo! Amen. And we are grateful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All he's done for me, I'm even grateful.
A faithful, a faithful, a faithful, a faithful.